Finishing up the halachas for some Shin Chaf Aleph, Sifta Zayin, halachas of Lisha. So we said that a blila raka is only awesome derbanan, as long as you do the two shinuyim, shina in the same samashka, which you pour in first, and the shina in the gibel, and the mixing, it's fine. It's supposed to blila ava, that according to most rishonim, the ikar issue is the gibel, is the actual mixing, and that can be done with the shinuy, whereas in the same samashka, it's not such an issue. However, according to those who show them who do paskin like Rebbe, that is Isra Samashka, then since Bula Ava it's deraisa and the Bula Ava is more complicated, there's no Shina that will help on the Isra Samashka. Therefore, one should avoid making a Bula Ava on Shabbos, even with Shinuyim. According to some Rishonim who paskin like Rebbe, there'll be Isra deraisa already involved by the Isra Samashka, and there's no Shina that's maspik that's sufficient in order to make a mutter. However, if someone's stuck, he can make on Misamach on Rebbe Shonim, who passed like Rebbe Yisrael Behuda, that blew the oven, the issue is not to the Gibbo, and that could successfully be done with the Shinui. So, an example, someone's stuck, if someone forgot to make Charoises, Shabbos falls down, Pesach falls down on Shabbos, they have to make Charoises, they forgot to make Charoises before Shabbos, before Pesach. So, really, the right way they can do it, such a case, maybe blew the Raka. However, they have to make a blew the oven, they should just do it and do it with two Shinuyim. Similar if something's needed for a child, Paiskim say, one could just do it with two Shinuyim. Any other case, a food that cannot properly be prepared before Shabbos has to be made on Shabbos, so you're stuck. The only way to make it is to prepare it on Shabbos, and it has to be done with the blila ava, so you can do the shina in the Nesiyas Hamashka, and the shina in the gibbo, and we make all, and the Samach HaRev Yishanim will hold that the Nesiyas Hamashka is not an issue of blila ava, only the gibbo is. Moving on to Sifya Zayin, the Machaber says one can make Yenumlin on Shabbos, that's Yayin Yashal, old wine with Dvash and Pupulin, because that's something that's normal to use for a drink. That means even someone's Kavanah is for a fua, as long as it's not obvious that it's for that, it's okay, and Mishnah Berurah discusses how to make it. They should do it in a simple way, but to mix it too well, and to masanin it, different complicated ways of making it, that would be a problem. It's umnis gedola tingolo, and that would be a problem. Some of the mechaber, the one cannot make it in a complicated way. Then the mechaber says to make aluntis, which is yain yosh and old wine, with maim tzum kluer and shem lefarsimun. That's also got nikkur you're doing for a fuah. It's nikkur doing for a fuah. Mishnah Berurah explains chazam leegzera mishum shchikas salmonim. That you might come to grind salmonim for a fuah, and if anything it's for a fuah, you can't make it and you can't drink it on Shabbos. Well, you can make it on Shabbos, and even before Shabbos, you'll not be able to drink it on Shabbos. See, if it has, you can't soak chultis, not in warm water, not in cold water, because that's something that's done for a fuah. However, one drops some of his chultis into his chum, into his vinegar, and he dips his pas, dips his chalas bread into it, then it's okay. This is just dipping into the chumitz, and it's not nikkur that there's chultus there, it's not nikkur he's doing it for a fuah, as long as it's not obvious he's doing it for a fuah, it's something that you can imagine a regular healthy person doing, it's fine. If somebody soaked the chultus in the water from before Shabbos, and now he wants to drink on Shabbos, that's okay. You know, it says mutla shroisa in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, correct here, it says mutla shtoisa, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos, because also, it's not obvious doing anything at this point for a fuah. If someone drank from a Thursday and Friday, it's like a 3-day formula for a fuah. Shabbos is a 7-day formula. Mishnah Berurah is even a 3-day formula for a fuah, and you start it on Thursday. So now you have to drink it in Shabbos in order for it to work. Then also, you could do it on Shabbos, even though it's obvious for a fuah, since it's needed for a fuah. In fact, the Mechaber says you could put out in the Chama the sun, because it would be sakana if you'd miss a day. And Mishnah Berurah says not just in the sun, but if you don't have access to the sun today, you can't put out in the sun. You can even cook it by the fire. Hagan matzam loch for the raisa. It's not just an issue of a fuah, because since it's a sakana, to stop the refuah before the third day, Mokum Sakona, so all Yisrael Shabbos are Nidcha. As opposed to it's not a Sakona, that you can only do a Bechama, but not Ba'ar, not by a fire, which is a real issue of Bishol Deraisa. The Mechaber says, if you test, that Shum, Ubeis, and Melilas, garlic, and other similar such things, that you ground them, you did Risa, and have Shabbos, and now you need to finish grinding them on Shabbos. If they're missing Dicha, that's also the finish Shabbos, the problem of Teichon. The only missing Shechika, which is a more advanced stage, that you could finish on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains the three levels in grinding these types of foods. There's the Risuk, the Dicha, and the Shechika. So if you still have Dicha left, that's a problem of Teichon. But if Risuk and Dicha both done, you now have the Shechika, it's considered like they're already done, and that's not considered a problem of Teichon on Shabbos. Mechaber says, therefore, you can finish the Shechika of the Rifus with the Eitz Par and the Gdeir on Shabbos after you take off the fire. Talking about something which the Berurah explains like a Maisa Daisa, like a cereal, imagine more like a hot cereal, that type of thing. Once already had Dicha and had Bishol, all needs a little Shechika, that's something that you could do on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, the Rebbe Chaim Holdish, be careful to mix it with Kayach. Probably worry about Lisha, or somewhere Megal on that. Mishnah Berurah points out also that the Mechaber says, do it after take off the fire, it's on the fire, to, it might be a problem with Magus, which could start like Bishol, even by someone that's ready, the Spash or Kotzarchle.